everyone, and thanks for joining us on OHL News. I'm your host, Terry Doyle. Coming up on this week's show, with the first round of the OHL playoffs underway, I'll catch up with two players who are very important to their team's success over the course of the regular season and on to the playoffs. But first, this week's OHL Player of the Week for the final week of the regular season is a player who has now officially graduated from the Ontario Hockey League. It's overage forward Andrew Yogan of the Peterborough Petes. He finished off his OHL career with 8 points in his final three games, including 4 goals in his last game as a member of the Peterborough Petes to round out his Ontario Hockey League career. The 20-year-old from Boca Raton, Florida, started out his career in 2007 with the Windsor Spitfires and then made a stop with the Erie Otters before moving on to the Peterborough Petes. He is a draft choice of the New York Rangers and now has joined the Rangers organization for the rest of the season. Meantime, congratulations to the Mississauga Rebels, who captured the OHL Cup this past weekend with a victory over the Toronto Marlboros Minor Midgets in the final of the OHL Cup Showcase Tournament. Quite an event taking place in Mississauga and then the final in North York over the past week, and certainly some exciting times. An overtime winner was the finisher for that game as the Rebels knocked off the Marlboros. Meantime, speaking of the Toronto Marlies Minor Midgets, Connor McDavid, a 15-year-old forward, has been granted exceptional status to enter the Ontario Hockey League and the upcoming OHL Priority Selection. Now, most of the players for the upcoming Priority Selection are 1996-born players. McDavid was born in January 1997, and now the 15-year-old is now eligible for the OHL Priority Selection. While we talk about some future OHL players, back to the current ones now, and the Ontario Hockey League playoffs are underway. For Tyler Toffoli and the Ottawa 67s, they hook up with the Belleville Bulls to start things off and are excited to do so.
We're really excited. It's always good to play in the playoffs, and it's the most exciting time of the year. So I think tomorrow is going to be a lot of fun, and we're really looking forward to it.
You guys got a little bit of a sort of a bad taste in your mouth from last year that you want to get rid of after the disappointment against Sudbury?
Yeah, for sure. I think we learned last year that we're not going to take anybody easily, and we're going to go and just, work as hard as we can, and we just want to come out with a win, and that's what's most important.
For you guys, you've got a group that's back from last year. Like any team, you've had some turnover, but pretty comfortable the fact that you've got so many guys back that you've got that chemistry to roll right through from the regular season to the playoffs?
Yeah, for sure. I think we learned a lot last year with the group of guys that came back this season, and it's been a long road, and I think we've been looking forward to this opportunity to kind of make things happen in the playoffs.
I know, obviously, playoffs is your big key right now, but last weekend, were you and maybe your teammates a little bit doing a little scoreboard watching, specifically what Michael Scarbosa was up to with the scoring race?
Yeah, definitely. I know in the last game, we were all kind of watching. I was watching myself, but I mean, he had a great end of the season, and I'm happy overall with the way I played all year. So, I mean, the season's over, and it's a new season now going to the playoffs.
I'm sure the guys in general talk about, you know, you got Peter Mrazek on the back end. You've got a strong D this year. I'm sure that's one thing, you know, your line's going to worry about scoring, but obviously Chris Byrne focusing the whole team around the fact that, you know what, we got to take care of our own zone as well.
Yeah, I think we're just going to go and work as hard as we can. I think we were built to be a working team, and lots of skating and kind of playing the body as well. So that's what our goal is going to be, and we just have to kind of pull through with the system and just play a good game.
The Niagara Ice Dogs finished as the first seed in the Ontario Hockey League's Eastern Conference, and now are taking on the Oshawa Generals in the opening round of the playoffs. Mark Vizintin has seen a whole lot of hockey of late. The Niagara Ice Dogs goaltender is a veteran with the club and, of course, a member of Team Canada for the past 2 years, now backstopping the Ice Dogs into the playoffs. Mark, right off the bat, getting set for the opening round against the Generals, you guys must be excited to get the second season underway here.
Absolutely. I think we had a great push for the playoffs here, but all that is now behind us, and we're focused on the first round of the Oshawa Generals, and we have, you know, our rink, we're doing a pretty cool theme. We're doing Black and the Jack this year, so it's going to be awesome, and we're really looking forward to game one tomorrow night.
You've got that unique home ice atmosphere, and I'm sure you guys want to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I think when you look at our rink, it's definitely a rink that I used to not even like playing in my first year. I've learned to love it now, but I can only imagine it's definitely a tough rank for the away team to play in, and hopefully it plays to the full effect this year.
You've got buddies around the league. What do they say to you when you get a chance to talk to them afterwards or in the summer about being the road team in that building?
Yeah, I think they always say it's a tough game, and we play tough in our rink, and they know that. And I think when we come out here and we play our game, it's definitely intimidating to some teams, and we need to continue to do that.
How important is it for you guys? Obviously, you've had such a successful regular season, but everybody sort of now hits the reset button and comes in with even records. Is that sort of the one thing you guys got to remember, that it got you home ice advantage, it got you certain matchups, but right now it's all about winning the next 16 or winning 16 games?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you touched on basically hit home with us, and we've realized that our regular season over, and we've put that behind us. And I think the biggest thing we need to focus on now is just take it game by game. We are in 7-game series, but we can't look that too far ahead. We just need to take it game by game, prepare each game, and make sure that we're going to come out and play 60 minutes every game.
For you, obviously, pretty successful regular season. A lot of talk about the shutouts, but was that an adjustment for you? The fact that I would think with such a strong team in front of you, maybe a few less scoring chances coming your way, a few less shots. Did you have to maybe make some adjustments that way to get used to having such a strong team in front of you like that?
Oh, for sure. I think when you have a team that plays that great in each and every night, it definitely, you have to change your game. But I think one thing that really motivated me to be better the second half of the season was that I really did struggle in my first half, and I think I just need to tidy up a couple things in my game and organize a couple things off the ice. And I think I did a good job of doing that, and I had some help along the way. So I have to give a lot of credit to my players, my teammates, and my coaches. And without them, I couldn't be where I am right now. And it's a great thing to be a part of.
This is a team that's been together now for a few years in Niagara. You guys have sort of grown together. How important has that been for that chemistry that leads to breeding success on the ice?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think when you look at our two of our three overagers, Andrew Agazio and Alex Friesen, they've been here for 5 years, ever since the team played their inaugural season, and they've really been the solid players for us, the leaders on the team, and they're two players that everybody can look up to. And
before we let you go, you've got the Generals. They're the eighth seed. As people on the outside look at the standings, as you guys prepare, is the big thing knowing that they've got some big guns up front that you've got to be careful of?
Absolutely. Murray did a good job of making sure that we need to respect this team, and we know what they bring to the table. We played a pretty similar team last year in the playoffs, and they gave us a tough series. So it's going to be a great series, and we definitely need to respect the talent they have. But at the same time, we need to just focus on our game and do what we can only control.
If you want to keep tabs on what's happening in the Ontario Hockey League playoffs, check out the playoff tracker at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for listening to OHL News.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.